Radio Africa, the show that inspires you to improve your health, educates you on health and nutrition issues. We offer practical tips on daily living so you can have better health. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, a doctor in nutritional sciences, talking to you from the city in the sun, Nairobi, Kenya. To another episode of Health Talk Radio Africa. It's great to have your company. Thank you for tuning in. In this episode, I would like to thank several people. I begin by thanking Patricia Ndegwa. Thank you, Patricia Ndegwa, for your continued financial support. Your generosity is the reason this program is on air. My team and I are truly indebted to you. Listeners, we are appealing to you. We need your support to keep bringing you this educative program. If anyone or any company would like to support us, just contact us via email at healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Again, that is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Thank you, listeners who have written to me. Others have physically approached me and shown me how they have shared this program via social media using their laptops and even their cell phones. Big, big thank you for that, for helping me reach as many people as possible. Your actions make it worth the long hours to prepare for this program. Thank you, listeners, and keep sharing this program so we can reach and help as many people as possible. There has been a phenomenal response to the previous episode on high blood pressure. Many listeners have written messages requesting for more information on how to control blood pressure. Majority stated that their problem was breakfast food and the lunch meal, which they take in the office setting, and the office is usually located in a town center or an urban center. Such is the case of my neighbor. After listening to their first episode on blood pressure, a neighbor came to me with his wife. The young couple seemed desperate to get the man's blood pressure down. They had grown up in rural areas in places with low resources. They had finished university, married, and moved to the urban center. That is where they developed a perception that rich food similar to the type served in hotels and restaurants. In general, the rich man's food is healthy for you. Theirs is the perception that if you start earning a salary and generally getting richer, you need to stop eating traditional food and start eating a lot of fast food. Somehow they started looking down at our traditional African foods. The breakfast foods were of particular concern to this young couple. So sadly, within no time, the man's weight ballooned and his blood pressure shot up. They continued to eat high-fat, high-salt breakfast foods such as fried eggs, frankfurters, sausages, can be pork sausages, chicken sausages, other pork items such as bacon. Again, theirs was the perception that the more oily, the richer the food, the better for them. So listeners out there, in this episode, we discuss some simple steps to help you to bring down your blood pressure. I begin by asking some questions. Do you often eat salty fried foods for breakfast, such as fried eggs, sausages, whether chicken sausages, beef sausages, pork sausages, frankfurters, borivores, fried potatoes, any of those items. Are you an office worker? Do you find yourself going to fast food restaurants, going out to buy a packet of French fries just to get you by until you go home at 5 in the evening? Then at home, even before you taste your food, do you reach out for the salt shaker and sprinkle salt on your food, then start eating? Listeners, if you said yes to any of these questions, then this short episode is for you. Let's talk about those breakfast foods. So, what can one eat instead of fried eggs, sausages, and bread? Listeners, it's time to rediscover our African traditional starchy vegetables, such as sweet potatoes, arrowroot, yams, cassava, butternut, pumpkin, squash, bananas such as plantain, green bananas, and even Irish potatoes. Oh, this sounds so really delicious already. My mouth is watering just mentioning them. But how do you cook these starchy vegetables? There are several ways. All these starchy vegetables can be easily boiled, and then you drain the water and refrigerate, and you can use these starchy vegetables over 2 to 3 days. Another alternative is you can bake them. Oh, especially the butternut, pumpkin, even the regular Irish potatoes. You will be pleasantly surprised just how tasty baked butternut can be. Really nice. What can you eat with these starchy vegetables? Really, the sky is the limit. Think of these starchy vegetables as a substitute for bread, whether it's brown bread, white bread. Just think of them as a substitute. Whatever you eat with bread, you can eat with your starchy vegetable. I'll give you an example. You can take a boiled egg, put some sliced tomatoes and onions, and that will make a really good meal. And if you eat a fruit with that, it will make the meal more nutritionally complete. Other people cut up some vegetables and steam in a small amount of water in a saucepan. And you're wondering what type of vegetables? Really can be anything like carrots, courgettes, French beans, broccoli. And if you steam those on a small amount of water, they're really soft and come out very nicely and go very well with the starchy vegetables. Another example you can use is shredded cabbage. Just shred some cabbage, add some grated carrots, and steam in a small amount of water. And that is light enough to eat with your starchy vegetables and make a good breakfast meal. These are lightly steamed vegetables are really good with the starchy vegetables. They add lots of vitamins, such as vitamin A, even minerals such as magnesium. You'd be surprised. Yes, you can drink your regular breakfast beverage, such as tea, coffee, hot chocolate, even just orange juice or any fruit juices will go excellent with this starchy vegetables and the other green vegetables. Let's talk about the lunch meal. The lunch meal is a meal that gets a lot of office workers or people in trouble. Most people are out of their homes at lunch hour. The options for lunch are many, but the food choices are just simply terrible. For the office workers, I always recommend to avoid the restaurants at all costs. it is more cost effective to carry a packed lunch from home. You really save a lot of money. And you may ask yourself, how? This is what I usually say. If you're going to serve, or before you serve your supper on your plate, it is very easy to take a simple plastic lunchbox and serve your supper into the lunchbox. After you've served, freeze it. Then you can continue to serve your supper on your regular dinner plate. And in the morning, the next day, just grab your lunch as you head out to the office. And then during lunch hour, use the office microwave to warm the food, and you have a perfectly healthy meal there. Listeners, when you carry a light-packed lunch from home, it's an excellent way to reduce your blood pressure. You avoid the traps of fast food restaurants with their high salt, high fat food. In addition to carrying vegetables such as baked butternut, you can carry a salad like with a fruit and a boiled egg, which is filling enough. So those starchy vegetables you had for breakfast, you can easily put them quickly in a Tupperware or a small lunchbox, get a fruit, and get a boiled egg, and you have a perfectly nutritious meal. Be careful with those salads though. Please don't add any high-calorie, high-salt salad dressing. I would always recommend to use a squeezed lemon or lemon juice, oil, and vinegar for salad dressing. Avoid adding luncheon meat or those pink meats such as ham or bacon bits. You can ruin or spoil a really healthy salad by adding high salt luncheon meat. It will be useless if you do that. Example of a light salad I can give you is, let's think of avocado salad. Yes, avocado salad. Just cut up some cubes of avocado, slice or dice some fresh tomatoes, and slice some onions, and squeeze a little bit of lemon juice for flavor. And that by lunchtime, it is absolutely delicious and goes with pretty much everything. Another example of a salad is, take two types of lettuce, all right? Shred them, cut them up, add shredded carrot, cubed pineapples, and sprinkle some oil and vinegar. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you things that you can find every day in the supermarket and even in the open air market. Okay, I understand. The choice, you like to exercise your choice and sometimes go to a restaurant. But if you choose to do that, please listen to our first episode on how to reduce your blood pressure. The first episode talks about how to make healthy food choices at restaurants. Even in the first episode, we talk about how to cut down salt and fat during cooking, so that the food that you put in your plastic Tupperware or lunchbox is healthy for you. All right. Now, in the first episode, we did not talk about alcohol. So let's talk about alcohol today. And that can be any alcohol, that is beer, wine, or spirits. Reducing the consumption of alcohol has been proved or is associated with a big decrease of blood pressure. Yes, reducing the consumption of alcohol actually reduces your blood pressure. So how much alcohol are you allowed to drink medically? Well, if you can reduce alcohol to only 2 drinks per day for the men and 1 drink per day for the women, would be a start. If possible, you can try to drink less than that. For example, you can drink 2 drinks of alcohol per week for the men and 1 drink of alcohol for the women. But any doctor, any medical professional will tell you it is even better to completely avoid any alcohol, completely abstain, and that will completely bring down the blood pressure substantially. It is worth your while to consider to completely abstain from alcohol if you have blood pressure. Last but not least, let's talk about the physical activity. Any steps you take to reduce blood pressure will only work if you engage in some physical activity. Oh yes, I'm trying to avoid the word exercise so that you don't switch off this program. But let's talk about physical activity. Now, this does not mean you have to go to a gymnasium. No, 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 no. It can be anything small. Just say, for example, just 30 minutes a day is a good start. Simple things like walking 30 minutes to the bus stop. If your bus stop is very close, walk to the next bus stop that is 30 minutes away. Parking your car a little farther than usual. 30 minutes is all I'm asking for, folks. 30 continuous minutes. Gymnasiums can be costly, but they can be effective if you have a good trainer to guide you. Yes, it is possible to go to a gym and waste time and money. If you have someone good and knowledgeable to guide you, it will be good for you. What about your medications and going for checkup? Please, please, listeners, do not for 1 second, not even 1 second, think that since you have started to reduce salt and fat intake and you're exercising, that you can stop your medication and stop going for checkup. That would be a very dangerous move and potentially fatal. I repeat, you must keep taking your medication and going for checkup. Remember that one cannot feel any symptom of blood pressure. You don't feel anything. Blood pressure fluctuates every day, and without any warning, blood pressure can become dangerously high. Yes, you don't feel anything with blood pressure. There are no physical symptoms. So it is mandatory to continue with your prescribed medication and go for regular checkups. Only with a doctor's advice can you stop your medication. Take note. Please take note. A low salt, low fat diet together with exercise with your medication, if you're taking medication, it is possible to control this silent killer called the blood pressure. Listeners, that's all I have for you in this short episode. The main thing to remember is to control blood pressure, you need to reduce salt and fat intake. Eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, exercise, and if on medication, please, please do not forget to take your medication. My team and I welcome any comments that you have. And also, listeners, I beg you from the bottom of my heart, please share this episode. For what is not shared is lost. Please do not let this program be lost. After you've listened to it, share this link with your relatives and friends. There are so many people who suffer from blood pressure. Many people don't even know that they have blood pressure. Remember, blood pressure is called the silent killer because it kills silently without any warning sometimes. So by sharing this program, you will help educate someone and you may just save the life of a loved one. Listeners, please remember to eat healthy so you can live healthy. Until next time, bye for now. For tuning in at Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.